Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 20th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared this message this Tuesday morning in a really dreary, cold, late May day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Very unseasonably cool today with lots of drizzly rain. We trust the Lord. It's going to warm up. The grass is sure going to enjoy this as well as all the other plants. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning we want to seek to encourage all that choose to either listen or read our materials. Today's message is titled Saved and Sound. The scripture text is from Luke 15, verse 27.
Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back, safe and sound.
I believe most familiar with the English language understand the meaning of the phrase safe and sound. It's likely that this common phrase originated from its use here in the daily text in the King James Bible, which was translated nearly 400 years ago. Of course, it refers to the return of the prodigal son in this instance. It's interesting that all the standard Bible translations I typically study from use this exact phrase. One night I returned from an out-of-town trip very late and quietly went to bed where Brooksine was sleeping soundly. As I snuggled up beside her around 3 a.m., she mumbled in her half-asleep voice, "Safe and sound?" Well, of course I was. I wasn't quite ready to nod off, so I thought about the expression for a while. Before I finally went to sleep, I began to rejoice in my spirit that I am saved and sound.
I'm saved. What indescribable peace comes deep to the soul when a believer has the assurance of salvation. Many years ago, Stephen committed to memory this selection from Scripture of Titus 3, verses 3 to 7. Listen carefully. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. There's the old hymn some of you will recognize. I'm saved by His power divine. I'm saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete. For I'm saved, saved, saved.
Praise God, I'm saved. We both can say that. And I hope every listener can say that. What a joy it is. Well, secondly, I'm sound. Well, okay, I admit some of you reading this who know me personally may say, well, that's not for you to say. Others, based upon their world outlook, might not see me sound at all. My greatest aspiration, though, is to be sound in God's reckoning, not man's. And that is altogether different. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are passing away." Well, I'm committed to several different types of soundness. All of these are from verses found in the pastoral epistles. First of all, I'm committed to having a sound mind.
2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind.
We point out as I read these and reading them in the first person, and I hope every one of you will get a grip on these truths too in these verses and make the same commitment. Secondly, I'm committed to holding fast to sound teaching.
2 Timothy 1:13. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus.
I'm committed to enduring sound doctrine.
2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
And finally, although there are actually 9 occurrences of the phrase sound in the pastoral epistles, I'm committed to being sound in the faith.
Titus 1:13. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith.
The word translated sound means to, quote, to have sound health, to be well in body, to be uncorrupt, parenthesis, true in doctrine, be in health, be safe and sound, be wholesome. These are various definitions I've discovered. Now, it's interesting to me that this word is used only 12 times in the entire scriptures, and 9 of them are in the pastoral epistles. Interestingly, also, that the expression safe and sound in our daily text translates the same identical word in the Greek. Well, let me conclude with a phrase from an old hymn right now. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Let us all commit ourselves to being saved and sound.
Let's pray together. Father, nothing brings abiding peace more than knowing that we are saved from the penalty of sin and that we are firmly grounded in your holy precepts. It makes us feel safe in a struggling world that continues to search for knowledge from all the wrong sources. We are sound in our outlook when we align our understanding and convictions with the teachings of Christ, his disciples, and the prophets of old, for we speak wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor from the authority of this world that changes from year to year. Our wisdom is based upon our knowledge and understanding of you, our eternal Father, the one who changes not. In you we are saved and we are sound. Praise your matchless holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am blessed by my wife's prayers. She writes the prayer each day. I normally write the main body of the message, and I'm thankful for her sharpening editing skills. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is the message that we prepared for Tuesday, May 20th, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up on the site today. One of them is a photo of a windmill at a friend, our Amish friend's farm. Somebody sent in a note to us, we got to have a cough button, and I don't have a cough button. I do have a loud cough, and we just ask your apologies. This is a homemade message, and we're not going to make the whole thing over, so please pardon that cough. Our friend Jesse and Anna's Amish farm in eastern Lancaster County, and it's just a picture of the windmill that I took. I like windmills. Also, I have a photo of a young couple that I had the privilege of conducting their marriage ceremony 3 years ago, who just this last Sunday dedicated their little baby girl, Adoree, in her church service. And just a commendation of their continued stand for Christ. Several songs up today have found a nice audio version of that song that I quoted at the end, How Marvelous, How Wonderful. And some other songs, one I especially am really blessed by, if you get to the site today. It's a video of a Brian Dorkson song called Creation Calls. And the photography and video is outstanding, and it's just a real powerful song as well. There's a couple others as well. I also have a little bit more of a note concerning this issue of sound, including a link to the 9 references to this theme in the pastoral epistles, if you're interested in studying further. Well, thanks for joining us today. We again are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire to fulfill the scripture verse, the basis of the name of our ministry, that states, encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today. So be encouraged today.